June is Pride Month, rather, and we are going to take a moment now to track the evolution of a politician on the issue of marriage equality. President Biden once believed that marriage should remain between a man and a woman. But in the past 25 years, he has evolved dramatically and has arguably been at the forefront of the LGBTQ movement. Sasha Eisenberg is the author of a new book, The Engagement, America's Quarter-Century Struggle Over Same-Sex Marriage. Sasha, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
And why don't we start with the Defense of Marriage Act, which Senator Joe Biden and many other Democrats voted for in 1996. Tell us about that legislation and his support for it at the time.
So this was the first effort to deal with same-sex marriage in federal law. And this is really the first time that same-sex marriage became a political issue around the United States in any way. It was a response to a court decision in Hawaii in 1993, which became the first court to recognize that the right to marriage could extend to same-sex couples. And the Defense of Marriage Act had been introduced by Republicans to say that the federal government would not have to acknowledge any same-sex marriages that states had done on their own. And Biden was in the mainstream of, you know, not just American politics, but the Democratic Party. Only 14 Democrats voted against the Defense of Marriage Act. Bill Clinton signed it into law. And, you know, Biden sort of went along with the tide then.
Well, in the arc of history, it wasn't really that long ago. How painful was that law to the gay community?
So immediately, I think it was symbolically very painful. Gay activists had gone through the Don't Ask, Don't Tell experience with the Clinton White House. They saw this as a betrayal from somebody who had run pledging to be an ally to them. But nobody was immediately harmed by this. What this did was it explained that under federal law, any reference to marriage applied only to a man and a woman. But since there was nowhere in the United States that gay couples were able to legally marry until 2004, it took about 8 years for individual couples to feel any harm in their lives as a result of it.
Well, by 2006, Joe Biden still hadn't moved much. Here he is on Meet the Press on whether he supported a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage.
We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman.
A constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman was actually then part of the debate leading up to the 2008 presidential election. Of course, Joe Biden was the vice presidential candidate. At that point, where was he among other Democrats in marriage equality?
He was still in the mainstream. And the thing that had changed was this went from being a two-sided issue in 1996, are you for or against same-sex marriage, to a three-sided issue, which is, do you support civil unions? Civil unions had emerged in 2000 in Vermont as a compromise that had basically been forced on the legislature and the governor by the state Supreme Court. And civil unions were an effort to create the institution of marriage with, you know, all the rights and benefits, but without using the word marriage, so as to avoid a lot of the sort of religious, moral, traditionalist arguments against it. And this became the sort of safe position for just about every national Democrat with any ambition. And so this is where, in the mid-2000s, this is where John Kerry is, this is where Hillary Clinton is, this is where Joe Biden is, and this is where Barack Obama is. And so their position is always that we support giving gay couples the same rights and benefits, but we don't want to change marriage. It's between a man and a woman, and amending the Constitution is too much and too far.
Well, 6 years later, in 2012, the vice president was on Meet the Press again. Let's listen.
I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women, and heterosexual men and women married men are entitled to the same exact rights, all the civil liberties. And quite frankly, I don't see much of a distinction beyond that.
That is a complete about face. What happened? Where did the change come from?
Public opinion moved. You know, by that moment in 2012, you know, Biden announces his view. Obama does so 3 days later. Over 50% of the American people support same-sex marriage. This has been, you know, one of the reasons I wrote this book is that pollsters say that this is the biggest shift they've seen on public opinion on a single issue. And one thing that happens is this is an issue where politicians have consistently been followers of public opinion rather than leaders of it. And Biden and Obama were moving to where their party was. It was going to be very difficult for them to run for re-election in 2012 and start a second term if they were out of sync with the Democratic Party and and by then a majority of American people on this.
Well, as you say, Joe Biden got out in front of his boss here on this issue. Here's President Obama, former President Obama, 3 days after Biden's interview. He said this to ABC News.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
So you say these two important politicians were following their party. Still, I mean, how significant was that moment that the vice president and then the president came out and said this?
Remarkable. This is an issue that we think of as a kind of moral question that's sort of static. And so it is really pronounced, I think, when a politician basically says, I was wrong. And Obama did a far better job than Biden about choosing his words here and talked about it as an evolution. And it's an evolution that mimics what almost 50% of the American people have gone through. Gallup this week says that 70% of Americans support same-sex marriage. In 1996, when Joe Biden voted for the Defense of Marriage Act, it was 27%. That is as dramatic as anything.
Well, talk about that shift and how it happened so quickly.
I mean, some big part of it is individuals coming out as gay or lesbian, and their families, friends, coworkers recognizing that they know somebody who's gay and seeing them in relationships. That's something that, you know, Biden has talked about, the sort of pop culture influence. Obama talked more about the generational difference, that his daughters had grown up with friends whose parents were in same-sex relationships, and that for them it was a fact of life, and he didn't see any reason why the law shouldn't reflect that. And I think that we see in polling is pretty consistent with what many Americans have experienced.
But I think it's fair to say that the mood shifted again by the time Donald Trump moved into the White House and then 4 years later out of the White House. He was not considered an ally. What kind of hopes were pinned on Joe Biden when he became the president?
So Biden, by dint of having sort of beaten Obama to announcing his reversal, became a big champion within the gay community, was seen as a hero. And so I think that there are a lot of expectations. And, you know, the issue has now moved. Obviously, the Supreme Court has ruled. You know, marriage is a settled question, but now we're talking about trans rights. We're talking about religious liberty issues. And lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender activists have a lot more invested in greater expectations, frankly, for Biden as he begins his term as president than they did when he became vice president in 2009.
Well, he is trying. It sounds like here's the president giving a speech to a joint session of Congress in April.
For all transgender Americans watching at home, especially young people, you're so brave. I want you to know your president has your back.
So as you suggested there, trans rights now the political center of the debate here in the United States. Do you think that will be complicated for the president to navigate?
I think he feels pretty safe that it is at the moment hard for him to end up too far left on this issue. I think part of the way that the parties have sort of sorted and polarized, there's less of a cost for a Democrat to be seen as too far left on trans issues. But I do think the issue is fluid. I think some of the policy questions about what you do with single gender institutions like girls' sports teams or women's only colleges are the implementation of a kind of civil rights agenda isn't always straightforward in those places. And so I think that this is going to be an issue that politicians of all parties will be wrestling with over the next decade.
We've tracked a pretty remarkable transformation here in a politician over many years. What's your takeaway on how the president has evolved on gay rights? And what does it say to you about the future?
I think Joe Biden has had for 50 years now in public life an exceptionally good nose for finding the sort of middle of his party on almost every issue. And I think it's a remarkable talent as a politician. And I think we see this on LGBT issues. He's sort of read the room. And I think he's sort of willing to be bolder on a lot of these issues now, make them more central to his political identity than he was 10 or 15 years ago, because the party coalition has made it easier for him.
Sasha Eisenberg is the author of the new book, The Engagement, America's Quarter-Century Struggle Over Same-Sex Marriage. Sasha, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.